open idea with me doing the pencils and sending it off to Peter to do the incredible inks that he does, which is something that I've really feel fortunate in being able to do. I've looked on and off for years for somebody who I could work with that is a seasoned, skilled inker. As I said, I'm from a small town. The graphic arts community, at least in the sense of comic illustration, is pretty minuscule here. Not a whole lot of guys that do anything the way I think it should be done. I mean, there's a lot of digital artists here as things went that way, but I'm pretty much the poster boy for old school. I'm perfectly tooled for the Bronze Age. You know, I still draw on paper and ink with brushes, and yes, I scan and do cleanups, but that's been a siege to even get me to do some of that. I like doing it. You know, I still like cutting Zip-A-Tone for work, for grayscale, because I think it just, when you sell it, they still have the grayscale, and it looks good to them, or to the eye, where once you digitally zip, it's just on that file, and you'd have to print it out, and then they're buying a print. So, you know, I'm getting through a new contact and a friend, work relation, as I met Russ Leach, who from the UK, who works for What the Flux Comics. I'd like to say hey to everybody at What the Flux, Russ, Larry Gerald Jr., the owner and CEO of What the Flux, Deborah, everybody there. I met Russ through there, and we talk on Skype from time to time, and he is selling me on the magical powers of working digitally, and in truth, it's becoming very appealing. Now all I got to do is, you know, work up to $2,000 for the Cintiq and all the neat programs and software that go with it. But it is a goal. I think it's something I'm going to pursue. I mean, I've been dabbling anyway, but that'll be good. Let's see. So as I said, working with Peter, that's going to be something I hope grows. I hope that what time and money made affords us is the ability to do further collaborations and eventually just work. I would love to have a solid, constant work relationship with Peter, and it facilitate livings for us. I want to help you know, him in any way I can. I was excited to be able to do a piece. I haven't been able to really send it to him as of late. He moved, but we were working on a work trade-off for my book, The New Spartans, and his book, Retro, which I think he is talking to Red Handed Studios about. I don't take that as gospel, because I am not sure. But I got a chance to work on a pinup for Retro, and I've had a good time doing it. It's pretty much at the 99% stage, and the goal is to get it packaged up and sent off to Peter so he can take it from there. I'd love to work on that with him, and I hope it does well. I hope it does find a home, if not where I said, then someplace, because I know he's really excited about finally getting it up and out, as, you know, a lot of things I think are going to happen in 2011. We have many, many projects in the works, and as I said, and the thing that's made me the most happy is that probably the cornerstone to the studio here is my partner in crime and one of my all-time best friends in the world is Shannon DeHart. He's a writer of not only the New Spartans, he's the writer of the offshoot of the spinoff Iron Monkey, as well as a horror cliffhanger Walker. Is pretty much mostly the idea man and creator behind Death Nail, which we thought would be out last year, but it just didn't happen. People from who are friends